So, very simply, I'm just going to play the bowls today. And Maddie's going to get a nice massage here, laying right next to the bowls. And what you're going to do is you're just going to breathe for a little while and just feel the energy. I'm playing the soul bowls, and what we're which will sort of allow your spirit to move the freest. And what you're going to do is just picture anywhere in the world. You know where there's a hole in the ground. If you've got a groundhog hole near your house, or you know where there's a squirrel hole or a chipmunk hole. Yeah. So you're gonna go down the hole. What you wanna envision, especially if you've never done this before, just envision that hole. You can practically envision that hole goes down and there's a little, a groundhog in there, or there's somebody in there. But that hole is just a portal for you to go into sort of a spiraling tunnel. It goes as long as it needs to go. And just think about Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland is a shaman journey. Okay? That's a shaman journey that they're talking about there. And so you're falling down the rabbit hole, and it will feel like falling if you're doing it. You just go in, you fall. I actually will, knowing that I need to fly when I get there, I'll call my spirit guide. If you have a spirit guide already, I'll call my eagle spirit guide and say, take me to the lower world. And I take off from here, and then the eagle takes me down the hole, and we're already flying because I know I can't, where I get out at the bottom of the hole isn't where I'm going. I know I'm going somewhere else. And so I don't want to, get down there and go, okay, now where's my guide? What do I do? I call it ahead of time. But for today, all you're going to do is go down to the lower world and see what's there. See if anything comes to you. If an animal comes to you or a guide or some sort of a person comes to you, just ask very simply, are you my animal spirit guide? Or are you a guide, are you a guide in my life? If they nod, it's yes. If they don't, you keep going. There are lots of things down there, lots of stuff going on, and sometimes you may even run into each other. You may not look like each other, but you may appear as some other type of energy. But you're only looking for something that will guide you. And if nothing's there to guide you, then you just investigate on your own. You become your own guide. But there's lots to do, and just notice what's going on down there. I think that's it. That's really, I don't want to plant too much in your brain as to what you're going to do, because every one of you will have a different experience, just like when I play the bowls. You never know what you're going to experience, but what it is will... So go ahead and lay back. And just take some deep breaths. You don't have to go anywhere at first, just be here first. Ready, you can begin. All I'm going to do is play the bowls, and I will do this when it's time to come back. So when you come back, go ahead and make a note of that. What kind of guidance you received.